This is Learning Module 1. It provides you with the PRIDE method of positive reinforcement to increase your resident's independence. A note here about terminology. For the sake of brevity, I will use the term resident. However, you may use the word tenant, client, consumer, customer, or a similar term. So don't let a difference in terminology sidetrack you from hearing the content of the learning module. Turn to the learning module note-taking exercises, which consist of fill-in-the-blank questions. Sample answers for questions are at the bottom of the page. Now, there's no trick or complicated questions. This really is a test of your ability to listen to the content of the tape. And actually, it's better if you pace your reading of the questions to read ahead and listen for that answer. By the time I read the question to you on this tape, you should already have the answer. What are ADLs anyway? The abbreviation ADL stands for Activities of Daily Living. If you have never had a job in healthcare before, the term ADL or Activities of Daily Living probably is foreign to you. But actually, the term itself kind of says it all, activities of daily living. What are some activities that you do daily? Bathing, showering, eating, washing your face and hands, brushing your teeth, combing or brushing your hair? Question 1. What does ADL stand for? Question 2. Give 3 examples of ADLs. The musical tones you just heard signal you not only to turn the tape player off to complete a directed exercise, but also serve as a convenient way to replay a portion of the learning module. You need merely to push play, push rewind, and listen for the musical tones, which signal the beginning of the section you've just listened to. You may be thinking, here's an entire tape series that totally focuses on increasing ADL independence. Why is independence so important? A basic goal of your assisted living facility is to maintain residents' independence, dignity, and choice. Question 3. 3 basic goals of your assisted living facility is to maintain your residents' what? Think about independence for a moment and what it means to you. Think how your life would be if you had to depend on someone to wash your face or brush your hair or even to eat. How would you feel? Think for a minute. This morning when you got ready for work, you did all of these. But let's just take brushing your hair. Let's say you fell the day before and your arm is stiff and you can't move it above your shoulder. Now, you have to go to work. How are you going to get your hair brushed? Who's going to do it? How would you ask them? What would be their attitude? Don't they have responsibilities and tasks to do in the morning as well? If you live alone, would you have to ask a neighbor to brush your hair? Now, your lack of independence to do this one simple activity of daily living, brushing your hair, suddenly affects the start of your whole day. How do you feel? Frustrated? Angry? Sad? Depressed? You probably don't feel much like going to work. Maybe you'd opt to stay in bed, withdraw, sulk, and feel sorry for yourself. Now, place yourself in one of your resident's shoes for a minute. Let's say you have a resident, Effie, down the hall in room 201. She's had a stroke, and she can't raise her hand above her shoulder. And she can't brush her hair. How do you think Effie feels? Frustrated, angry, sad, depressed? Maybe she feels like staying in her room, withdrawing, sulking, and feeling sorry for herself and doing less and less. Question 4. Write 2 common reactions to loss of ADL independence. If there were something you could do to help Effie not only use but increase the use of her ability she has, how do you think that would make her feel? Well, just think back for a minute about your sore arm. Let's say you move your arm a certain way and the soreness is magically gone and you're able to brush your hair independently and no longer depend upon others. How do you feel? Happy? Elated? Confident? Competent? Good about yourself? Successful? Well, the same applies to Effie. The more she's able to do for herself independently, the better she feels about herself, and the more things she feels like doing for herself. So increasing ADL independence becomes an upward spiral of independence, resulting in a general positive outlook on life. That's one reason why assisted living facilities focus so much on staff not doing for residents, but helping residents to do for themselves. They want to create that upward spiral of independence. Now that you understand what ADLs are and why independence is so important, let's spend the remainder of this tape giving you a tool to increase your residents' independence. The tool is called positive reinforcement. Now, what is positive reinforcement? A sample definition is, positive reinforcement is something that you say or do to get a certain behavior to increase. Question 5. Positive reinforcement is something that you say or do to get a certain behavior to do what? Now, let's get back to Effie. If she has mentioned to you that the doctor wants her to try to use her arm as much as possible, you might encourage her to brush her hair. You might use what I'm going to outline for you as the PRIDE, P-R-I-D-E, method of positive reinforcement, and each letter will stand for an idea. In this particular module, you're not only going to get a technique for on the job, but if you have children or a significant other at home and you want them to continue doing something that they're doing right, like washing the dishes or picking up after themselves, this works there too. The essence of the technique is when someone is doing something that you want them to continue doing, whether it be a resident in the facility or someone at home, to encourage or reinforce that behavior, you say something like, good, great, good job, or thank you. Of course, I know you've done this in the past, but sometimes your positive reinforcement backfires and the receiver ends up doing less rather than more. Have you noticed that? Well, why is it? You're going to find out. And here's part of the answer. Let's go back to Effie's hairbrushing for a minute. How do you think she would feel if she had been brushing her hair for the last month independently? And you walk into her room this afternoon and say, I'm glad to see you're brushing your hair without any trouble. Or worse still, what if Effie never had any problems brushing her hair since being admitted to your facility? What kind of message does your comment give to her? What do you think she would say to you out loud or to herself? Probably something like, gee, I've been brushing my hair all along. Why is it so special now? Didn't she notice before that I'm able to brush my hair myself? I guess this staff member has me confused with someone else and really doesn't know me. So now, how does Effie feel? Happy, confident, ready to do more? Or sad, confused, and unimportant? As a result, your positive reinforcement intended to increase the desired behavior may become a negative reinforcement and actually decrease the behavior. The same holds true for your children or significant other. If in the past, by some miracle, they've been doing an extra special job of washing the dishes or picking up their room, hoping you'll notice, and the one day they decide to slough off and do a halfway job. Today, when you go home, you decide to try positive reinforcement and say, gee, your room or the dishes look great. Chances are they, like Effie, will be confused, perhaps feel unimportant, and like you really don't know what's going on with them. Let's establish some ground rules for your positive reinforcement. There will be 5 steps or rules to this method. To help you remember all 5, just remember the word pride, P-R-I-D-E. Each letter will help you to recall one of the 5 techniques to make positive reinforcement work for you. The P stands for personalize. Your first rule is your reinforcement or compliment needs to be personal or individualized to the receiver. Whether it's a resident in the facility or a child or significant other at home. Question 6. P in the pride method stands for what? So, what do I mean by personalize? Let's go back to Effie. First of all, before you say anything to her, it's obvious to you by now that you need to observe over a period of time and see what's worthy of praise. Observation is the key to personalizing or individualizing your compliment. For Effie, the best way to do this is to place Effie's ADLs mentally into 2 categories. ADLs Effie can easily perform, and a second category of ADLs that she's struggling with and may even need some assistance from you. For Effie, let's say she can easily brush her hair, but is struggling and has some difficulty buttoning her dress. Or for a resident Henry, regarding mobility, he can easily walk, but he has difficulty rising from his chair. For another resident, Maud, she can easily wash her hands, but has some difficulty washing her face. Question 7. What is the key to personalizing or individualizing your compliment? Question 8. Place your resident's ADLs into what 2 categories for assistance in personalizing your compliment? In summary, in order to personalize or individualize your compliment or positive reinforcement, you need to observe first. So here's 3 examples how this works to provide an environment of success. Compliment Effie's buttoning her dress. A second example would be complimenting Henry's rising from the chair. And a third example is compliment Maud's washing her face when she seems to be doing a better job than in the past. Maybe Esther slides the button through the hole with a little less shakiness. You might say, "Good job, Esther. You got the button right through there." With Henry, you might say, "Henry, that's great. You got up from that chair with a little less of a struggle." With Maud, you might say, "Oh, you've already washed your face? Yesterday I had to help you. I'm glad to see you can do that on your own." And incidentally, with your children, you might say, "Wow, you even put the casserole dish to soak. Thank you. That makes it easier for me later on." In summary, the P stands for personalize or individualize your comment or compliments. The second key to making the pride method work for you is the R in pride. The R stands for real. You've got to be real or sincere. In other words, you have to believe that Effie is doing a better job of buttoning, Henry rising from the chair, or Maud washing her face. Or, as in the case of your children or significant other doing the dishes, if you really don't believe your compliment yourself, chances are it will be reflected in your tone of voice and possibly in your facial expression, and even, unknown to you, in the way you stand or move your body. Question 9. R in the pride method stands for what? Question 10. If you're not sincere, it will be reflected or shown in what 3 areas? Regarding sincerity or being real, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about when you watch a poorly produced TV commercial. Now, usually the ones that are locally produced are some good examples. In my area, car and appliance sales commercials are pretty bad. They say their cars or appliances are great, and they have the best prices in town, but there's just something about the way that they say it that makes it not believable, and the whole commercial comes across like a bunch of phony, insincere hype. So in the past, if your compliments have backfired, maybe they were personalized, but you weren't sincere. So, regarding your compliment as a means to increase your resident's ADL independence, find a piece or a part inside of you that really believes your comment. If you can't feel good or right about what you're saying, or if it just doesn't seem right to you to provide an environment of resident success, keep looking and observe the resident until you find an ADL accomplishment that really strikes you as deserving. Then make your comment genuinely and enthusiastically because it's motivated by being real and not artificial or manipulative. The P stands for personalize or individualize. The R stands for being real or sincere. The I, in our PRIDE method to increase ADL independence, stands for immediate. I think this one is pretty self-explanatory. When you see a resident or your child or significant other, as far as that goes, doing something worth a compliment or positive comment, give it immediately. Can you think of a time in your childhood or adult life when you have really worked for something and the compliment came much later, after the fact, or not at all? So being immediate with your compliment is very important. Now that you have your situation in mind, when your accomplishment went unnoticed, how did you feel? Unhappy, unimportant, or frustrated? Now, let's think about the Effie, Henry, or Maud in your facility. Let's take Effie, for example, with her button she's really been struggling with. She has stiff fingers lately. You walk into her room, and just before, she has just figured out the knack of getting the button through the hole, and this time she pushes the button right through effortlessly. Now, you observe this and are aware that this is a major accomplishment for her. So you say, "Wow, Effie, that's great. You did that button and nothing flat." How does Effie feel? Well, she probably feels the way you would have felt if after making a special meal, if someone would have said, "Wow, what a great meal. Thanks for the effort." You feel on top of the world, like a winner, good about yourself. So the I in PRIDE stands for immediate. And it's very important to compliment or to reinforce immediately. It's much more meaningful and impactful at the time. Question 11. The I, in our PRIDE method, to increase ADL independence, stands for what? P is for personalize, R is for real, and I is for immediate. The D in your PRIDE method of increasing ADL independence is the word direct. Be very direct or specific with your comments, rather than being vague or general. Rather than just saying great or good job, that's fine too, and we'll talk about that on another tape. But it means much more if you use the person's name and state specifically what it is you're complimenting. The resident needs to know exactly why he or she is receiving the compliment. Here's how this works. Let's look at the different sets of ADLs and how the D of being direct would apply. For a resident that needs assistance in and out of the shower, you might say, "Mary, good job. I barely had to help steadying you. Ernie, great job brushing your dentures." For a resident that needs structuring and setup help with dressing, you might say, "Elizabeth, great, you've already put on the dress that I've laid out for you." Question 12. The D, in our PRIDE method of increasing ADL independence, stands for what? Question 13. Your resident needs to know exactly what? P is for personalize, R is for real, I is for immediate, D is for direct in our PRIDE method of using positive reinforcement to create ADL independence. So what does E stand for? E stands for express frequently, and don't be stingy with your positive reinforcement. It doesn't cost anything. Think how good you feel when you get recognized for your efforts. There is a saying that goes like this, what goes around comes around. And plus, by putting a smile on a resident's face and by expressing to him your compliment that's personalized, real, immediate, and direct, you end up returning that smile. It's kind of like a chain reaction. So the E stands for express positive reinforcement frequently. Question 14. E stands for what? Now, the real question in this tape is, why don't we give positive reinforcement more often? Well, I have a theory and it goes like this. We get busy and become so focused upon doing things for our residents, we forget to notice what they do for themselves and don't take time to compliment, encourage, and reinforce the abilities they do have. So remember, in assisted living, the goal is to maintain a resident's independence in as many areas as possible for as long as possible. Don't do something for a resident that he or she could do for themselves. Now, yes, it's quicker to put the soap on their hands rather than stand there while you wait and they fumble with the soap. But by your doing for them, you deprive the resident of the opportunity to experience a feeling of accomplishment and success and raised self-esteem. When you say, great, good job, you got the soap yourself. Question 15. Why don't we use positive reinforcement more with our residents? So, slow down, watch, and see what the resident truly needs assistance with before helping. When you see a behavior, whether it be a resident zipping a zipper independently or your child doing a schoolwork without being told, look for a way to compliment or reinforce. Positive reinforcement will increase the behavior, especially if you use the method outlined here on this tape, the PRIDE method. P, personalize. Observe first, then make sure your compliment is given for a behavior the receiver may view as worthy of a compliment. R, real. Be real. It's important that you mean what you say and be sincere. I, immediate. Give the compliment at the time you observe the behavior. Better late than never is fine, but at the time is much better. D, direct. Be direct with the resident and very specific about what you are complimenting. Don't leave him or her guessing what your great job is referring to. E, express praise and compliment frequently. In short, you need to follow through to do what is necessary to make this information work for you and to be a tool you use with your residents daily. The next module teaches you 7 basic ADL instruction techniques.